This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, I'm having a hard time not responding to the most recent content on the Comcast business text line.
What, like, is the content?
Do I listen to our listeners and to you as well?
Okay.
Do I need to apologize for how I view Brock Purdy? Do I need to apologize for it?
Only if you're being disingenuous.
Okay.
If you're just doing it because there is...
No,
is Jed York paying your salary?
No, like, I guess
do you
that's...
get paid by the sentence every time you praise Brock Purdy?
Well, I do stay in Kyle Shanahan's guest room.
And that's
I do.
A great question.
And I'm wearing a Shanahan hat. I'm wearing my Shanahan hat. Yeah.
You probably got that for free.
No, I didn't. I paid for this
sucker.
Well,
then you don't have to apologize for your takes.
Okay. Like, but 415, great call for Willard saying Purdy is Joe Montana. Did I do that?
I must have missed that.
Do I do that? Am I that far off? Like, I get it. You get to see Purdy how you do. I get to see, and I don't think he's Joe Montana. I don't even know why we do the Brady, the Montana, blah, blah, blah.
I went on Seattle radio and said Brock Purdy is Tom Brady.
You did?
After 25 games.
Well,
and
that's true.
And we did that here.
That's actually true.
And I did that on Seattle radio, except for the Super Bowl.
Except for the ring.
He's actually better than Tom Brady through 25.
And actually did, I'm trying to remember, what was the arc? Now, Brady, it was less than 25 games, but he also, he wasn't a rookie when he got thrown in. He was a year two guy,
yes.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have any problem saying, I think he's really good.
Right.
Like, really, really good.
Steiny and Guru did a great thing today, and it was especially great because they did it quickly, and we've all done it, and it so played out, like, the whole thing of what other quarterback would you take instead of Brock Purdy?
Okay.
And they went through the other 31 teams.
I don't think it's that played out.
But they did it quickly.
Okay.
And I think they wound up where Brock Purdy was in the top 10. For sure, and he might have been in the top 8.
Okay.
And he might have been in the top 7.
He's like for sure in
the
top
10. They went so fast that it was hard for me to keep track. But like quarterbacks you would take instead of Brock Purdy, I don't think that you can get more than 6 or 7 that are definitive. And
are
we talking about?
I don't know. But
Is he Joe Montana?
No.
No.
Joe Montana is Joe Montana.
Right.
Right. And Brock is Brock. But the one that I think is played out is the one where a lot of you seem to think a quarterback isn't good until we've seen him play on a different team. It's like, No, you have to do it somewhere else.
Joe Montana wasn't good until he went to the Chiefs.
I mean,
Tom Brady wasn't good until he went to the Bucs.
This is going
to
sound stupid, but I've never heard anyone be like, well, we haven't. What would Mahomes look like on the Giants? What would he look like? Well, objectively now, you don't know. And I know you think you know.
But subjectively, not as good as he looks on Kansas
right,
City.
Like you don't. I've watched a Hall of Fame quarterback look great and go to the Giants and look like crap. And then go to a different team and look great again. His name is Kurt Warner. His name is Kurt Warner. And he's got a gold jacket. So yes, going to another team might make you look bad. Like Sam Darnold right now is going to get MVP votes if it happened today. But he looked like crap as a Jet and a Panther. I'll let you figure out why. Was it Sam? Maybe partially. But was some of it the Jets and the Panthers? Raise your hand if you think yes. My hand's up. My hand's up.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't need to see him anywhere else. I don't need to see any of those guys anywhere else. Josh Allen and Lamar and Burrow, none of them have played on other teams. And we fully accept that they are very, very good, if not great quarterbacks. And I've seen enough. So you don't need to share the opinion or anything like that. I'm not going to go to war with anybody. I don't think I sound that far off, especially when you listen to people who actually played the game. You know what I mean? Like the line of quarterbacks who think he's phenomenal is very long.
It's getting longer too.
Very, very long list.
And the line of people who think that he's a system QB or the product of Shanahan or a product of that he has around him, that line is getting shorter as well. Because the more he does it, and again, 18 to 28, you can look at it however you want. I look at last night's game as not a masterclass, but that's the kind of game from a quarterback that I look at and go, that was a great performance. The plays that were there, he made them. The plays that weren't there, he didn't make them worse. He threw three touchdowns and his team put up 36 points.
Like,
he had four scrambles that were very scrambly. They were scrambles that needed to be made. There were plays that broke down and he got rid of the ball and didn't endanger his team's chances. He had zero turnovers and they won handily. If their special teams wasn't a disaster, they win that game by 20.
Here's the way I look at it, and I think that this is relatable to any NFL city or whoever you root for, because not everybody who listens to us are 49er fans and not everybody's here in the Bay Area. I think this is relatable if you're a football fan, no matter who your team is. The emotion you're looking for when you turn on the game and just think about your team season is, are you excited that that player is your quarterback? Most NFL cities, the answer is no. Most NFL cities. Some NFL cities are in a spot where they're like, definitely not. Like Cleveland. You excited? Definitely not. We are not excited. Okay. Then there's the ones who are sort of like just throwing out hope against hope. Washington, Chicago. Are you excited?
Atlanta, Minnesota.
Right. Like, yes. Well, those are different too. But the young, like the guys who have just been drafted.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Are you excited? Washington? Yes. Chicago? We think so.
Houston, you're thrilled.
Boston, no clue. About to find out.
New England, yeah.
Houston, but that, like that's
yeah,
a year
yeah,
in,
yeah.
Right?
You're right.
Right? And then there's the one where you're just like, yeah. Like, I can't wait to sit down and watch him play today. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm not saying I wouldn't trade him for Mahomes, but I don't even know what world that, who cares? He's here, he's yours, and like, I love watching him play. He does stuff every week that where you're like, ooh, you know, like I think he's an exciting player to watch.
Very exciting. I think that the question for me comes down to a very simple one, and this is goes for all 32 teams, and it is, do you have a quarterback? And do you have a quarterback means, do you have a quarterback that you are excited about now and believe in the future? Like Green Bay is a good example. If you asked him a year ago, do you have a quarterback? Heck, I don't know.
We're not sure. Yeah.
But now you're pretty sure. And yeah. Houston, you're sure. And we know all the big ones like Cincinnati and Buffalo and Kansas City and all the rest of it. But like, if you asked a Seattle fan, do you have your quarterback?
No.
Exactly.
No.
And he's
then,
pretty good.
He's pretty good.
But he's not the Duke.
He's not going to take you to a
like
Super
Denver,
Bowl.
Like Denver, you don't know about Bo Nix.
Yeah, that's early. And so we'll see. Jacksonville. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Ask me on Monday.
Right. And like, there are certain guys who we've decided are good, yet their fan base is not necessarily in. Hey, Philadelphia, I'm talking to you.
How about the Chargers with Justin Herbert?
No, that's if they had fans, we could ask them.
Right, fair. But the jury's out, you know, on Justin Herbert
kinda.
Still.
I mean, like, I think the league really likes him. The league really likes him. But hey, Pittsburgh, do you have a guy?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, like, we're 3-2, so that's fun. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the way I look at it. I would argue, if forget talent, I would argue that the 49er fan base is one of the 7 or 8 most confident and lucky fan bases in terms of the quarterback they have. That's how I would say it. You know, any other word you want to use, you know, pick your word.
Well, and that's where, as a fan, that's where you should start, because if you're a 49er fan, do you have your quarterback? I think that for me, as a Niner fan, the answer is yes, because he is good. He's really good, and you win when he plays quarterback. So I don't know what more you want. Do you want a guy who can, off his back foot, throw it 75 yards? And if you watch last night's game, he made a couple of Mahomesian throws where he dropped down sidearm and he flipped a couple out. He makes more plays than people want to give him credit for.
I mean, that's why 9 days from day is real interesting, because it's only a regular season game, but it feels like this matchup that may have chapters to it. Not Brady and Manning, because that was just annual, and these two are in a different conference, and quite frankly, they've only gone head-to-head in the Super Bowl, right? Like, I don't think – didn't the loss to the Chiefs before – that was still Jimmy, wasn't it?
I think so.
The one from two seasons ago?
I defer to Grandy on these memories.
Correct.
Yeah, that was still Jimmy.
That was McCaffrey's first game as a Niner, correct. But he didn't start that
so
game.
So Brock has only played Patrick one time, and they went correct. To overtime, and Brock lost. So this is try two. And I like, this will be a thing for some people, even though it's not the most important game of their lives. But like, hey, Purdy, go beat Patrick. And if he can do it in 9 days, that's going to be a thing for some people. All right, we're going to keep going on the phones here, and then we'll get to the replay thing and the kickoff thing. We really want to talk it out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC, FM, NHD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Hi, Matt in San Rafael. Thanks for calling. What's good?
Hey, Mark. Happy Friday to you guys. Before I get to my point, it was interesting. I was listening to what you guys were just talking about, and you guys mentioned Love and how the Packers are now happy. They weren't last year. Love has a much smaller sample size than Purdy does, yet everyone, because of his pedigree, is ready to make him the next anointed one for that franchise, and he might be. We just don't know. And then you look at Smith last night, and everyone was talking about how Geno's found his groove. And he's got a pretty big contract, and he made the mistakes that Purdy didn't. They lost the game in large part because of Geno Smith last night. Mm-hmm. The 49ers won, I believe, almost exclusively because of Brock Purdy. The two things I wanted to say are, one, I find it really kind of strange why people continue to want to dump on Purdy and not support him and not believe in him. And I don't know if it's that there's this, you know, he's a low draft pick and they don't want, you know, potentially bad players to get the pub. I don't know if it's the Niners. I don't know if it's just the way society's gone. I don't know if it's the old guard of the Niner fans saying, no, nothing will be like that. I don't know, but I find it weird. But the thing I will say is, if you take all of the emotion out of it and you just look at the way he has played, the wins, you look at his numbers, you cannot deny what he has done for this team. And I just don't get why people refuse to acknowledge that.
Well, Matt, it's a great call. And maybe we can put a different spin on it, because obviously we developed draftism, but let's spin that in a different direction. I went on a hike with the lovely Christy today, and I thought she kind of captured this really well. Do you want to know what I think a lot of this is for Brock? He just doesn't look the part. That's it. He doesn't look the part. And so We want our quarterback to look different. We want him to be bigger. We want him to have a more masculine look on his face. We want him to, you want his leadership qualities to be such that when he speaks, there's got this, like, this gravity to it. You know what I mean?
Like, which Patrick.
This
is Patrick the Frog
he
here.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog, but he does, obviously, he's got a presence about him, and part of that is just the rings. You know what I mean? No one's even noticed that Patrick Mahomes, if you want to play stats, Patrick looks like crap this year. Now, his team's 5-0. His interception to touchdown ratio is 1-1. 1-1.
1-1.
Okay? 6 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Yep.
That ain't good.
No.
The caller brings up Jordan Love.
He's 18th in quarterback rating. Right.
You want to have some fun with Jordan Love? Okay, now, smaller sample because he got hurt. Jordan Love has played 3 games this year. He has thrown 5 picks already.
Yep.
His quarterback rating is 85.9, 23rd in the league, tucked right behind Daniel Jones.
Jordan Love and Patrick Mahomes are 3rd and 4th in interception rate.
There you go.
This year.
But nobody's going to stop and question anything. Why? 6'4", 6'4", rocket arm, you look the part. I really think that's a big part of Brock Purdy. And if you don't look the part, you sort of need to look a different part. And that's where I'm going to put Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels, because I don't think either one of them are 200 pounds. And so you don't sort of look that part. You don't look the Jordan Love, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow part. You kind of now look what I would argue is a new category. And it is the category that's been built by Lamar. He's not the first mobile quarterback, but he's the first, I would argue, to really have that devastating of moves and speed and presence on the field at a different size and perennial playoff performer, that kind of thing, even though it hasn't been great when he's gotten there. And that's the role that Jaden is going to play. You know, but even a Jared Goff, who I don't think is as good as Brock Purdy, but when you watch him on the field, you're like, oh, you look like an NFL quarterback, you 6'5" dude, you.
Yeah.
Brock does not look like an NFL quarterback. He doesn't even look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Like an NFL player.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if people think that. I do think it's more about draftism, and I also think that the bias comes more from the Kyle Shanahan and the players that are around him, more so than like how big Brock is. Nobody really knows how big he is or how ruddy his cheeks are. And he's got those rosy red cheeks and he looks like an aw shucks kind of a kid. And he's young and all the rest of it. And he may not have ever even shaved in his life and all the rest of
but
it.
But that's kind of it.
I think that it's more about the draft spot and the team and the coach more so than it is how he looks.
Brock's going to get a Toyota commercial. He ain't getting signed by Gillette. He's not. That, and that's what I mean. Like he just, he, you just said it, rosy cheeks. Like he looks, it's so aw shucks. It's so, you know, God and family and my wife and rosy cheeks.
I think it's more about like, the team though than it is about how he looks and how big he is.
There's lots of different legs on the spider.
Because Tom Brady was largely the same until he started winning titles.
6'4".
And you got to know him.
6'4".
Yeah, but slow and not with a big arm.
And like the most handsome thing that you ever seen in your damn life.
Well, you figured that out once he started winning Super Bowls.
No, I mean, like it wasn't like the ladies were slow on the uptake with Tom. That's not something you don't notice. He's got a very, like, I hate saying it this way. There's a masculinity that the world, whether you admit it or not, you want. You want 6'4", you want howitzer arm, you want rugged cheeks. Like, you want that. You just do. And he's not that. Again, I've said it 100 times. I've got kids. I've got 2 high schoolers. Brock looks like the kids walking home from school with a backpack. That's what he looks like. And it's very aw shucks, and it's very, I'm going to sound like my coach and stuff, and if anything goes wrong, it's going to be me, you know, I've got to be better, and we move on. It's very, very milk and cookies. And that's not a problem at all. But I do think that's a piece of why people just refuse to believe what they see, because it doesn't look like that. Quarterbacking at the great level doesn't look like that. It never has before.
Well, if you go across the league, there's a lot of those guys. I think there's as many of those guys as there are the other guys you're describing, these big, strapping 6'5", 6'6", guys. And you talk about Kirk Cousins is another guy who's not a huge deal. And Derek Carr's not a big guy.
A lot bigger than Brock.
Well, Brock's 6'1". It's not like he's 5'10", Bryce Young. I mean, he's big enough to get the job done. But
well, according to you now, but of course, last week, half the world thought Brock was too short because the ball got tipped.
I never said he's too short because the ball got tipped.
You didn't, and but we talked about
it. All I was saying yesterday is that every tip ball is not the same. And balls that he throws that are tipped down the field are not really tip balls. And I'll save that for Wednesday and Greg Cosell. I got some Arsenal coming next week.
I can't wait.
I'm not rolling over like I did this week.
Greg Cosell.
I got blindsided.
Well, we're live at the Madden Studios. Greg Cosell.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a couple of bams and booms. I'll tell you that.
Dan Orlovsky just said this short time ago, NFL Live on ESPN.
This is the best football of Brock Purdy's career, this first 6 weeks, because of the injuries that he's had to deal with and all the different pieces. Offensive line's been in flux. And the most consistent football of his career, the timing of their pass game right now is as consistent as it's been since Brock Purdy took over. Some of the throws to Kittle down in the red zone are absolutely flawless. And I would say outside of Sam Darnold, he's probably playing the best football of any NFC quarterback right now. The second thing is this, and I know this is big. He's entered into the Patrick Mahomes category when it comes to back-breaking runs with his legs. So many times this season, and you saw it again last night, 2nd and 10, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. 3rd and 8, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. So often we say that about Patrick. It's like, got to get off the field. Breaks your back with a scramble. He's kind of entered that world where his legs have become such a pivotal piece in massive moments.
Okay, you didn't hear it from me. That's Dan Orlovsky who compared him to Patrick Mahomes and said we've arrived at that level.
Well, he needs to take a number because Dan Dibley had it before Dan Orlovsky tried to gravy train on my take.
Who is your favorite Dan? Who's your favorite Dan who's appeared on this show today?
I know you're not asking me.
Oh, no, I was looking at Grandy.
Of course.
He doesn't like you.
Right. You're trying to troll him to try to come at me.
I just want to see what, you know, like which take.
And Grandy's grade's coming up later today, and I can't wait to hear it. A guy trying to bury Brock Purdy after a great performance, and then he backpedaled after I put him into a corner. But go ahead, Grandy, your favorite Dan.
What? Was that directed towards me?
Well, I just happened to be looking at you when I said it.
I know you're not asking me, because the answer is me.
Okay.
You're asking me. It's me. And Orlovsky's right. If you look at his runs yesterday, a couple of scrambles, he had four carries in all, and at least two of them went for first downs. And so that's what I'm talking about. Don't just look at the numbers, people. Watch the damn tape. Do yourself a favor and watch the game.
Yeah.
Put down the nachos and watch the game. It's not about 18 for 28. No, it's about what he does in totality as a quarterback.
Straight from America's foremost tape watcher, Dan Dibley.
I'm up there.
Yeah.
I'm no Greg Cosell.
Zone read.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
I'll go Dan Campbell.
Okay, perfect. That
I had to sneak that one
that
in
was
there.
Well played.
At least I'm in the bronze medal spot for now.
For now.
Yeah.
We're looking for more Dans. If your name's Dan, 888-957-957 is the number. Brian in San Ramon is next. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
What's up?
I just want to talk about, I don't think it's that unusual that he hasn't got his due respect yet, because I think even, you know, Tom Brady, when he went against Kurt Warner, he wasn't considered in the same class as Kurt Warner. And I think even after they won that Super Bowl, it was still considered kind of flukish.
Well, except for what you're referring to, Brian, at that time, Kurt Warner had already won a Super Bowl. And Tom Brady had played like, 10 games? He played like 10 football games. And so people were like literally still trying to even understand who this was. And they were trying to process the idea of the Patriots getting to the Super Bowl after their quarterback had gotten hurt. At that time, Tom Brady felt like Nick Foles with the Eagles. It was like, well, what is this? Well, quarterback got hurt. You guys aren't going to win now. And then they did. And then they won the whole thing. So I get the comparison at a certain point in the career, but Brock is way past that point. And Brady was getting the credit by then, in large part because he had actually won a Super Bowl, which Brock hasn't done. But my take, he going to win the Super Bowl, and he's still not going to get his due.
Yeah, and I don't believe that, and I think that he's starting to get his due more and more. And if he keeps playing like he did last night throughout this season and they become a playoff team again, he's going to get his due no matter what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.